on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And she's blessed by every creative moment they shared. In other news, relatives of loved ones in Gaza say they're anxiously waiting to hear from them as Israel's retaliation strikes for Hamas's attacks continue. Communications inside the Strip appear to be coming back online. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared the war has moved to a second phase with troops and tanks inside the territory during the day, not just at night. War Minister Benny Gantz, speaking here through a translator, is pledging to destroy Hamas.
They are abusing the families and they're trying to tear Israeli society apart, but they will fail in that attempt. We will make sure sooner or later that they will all pay the price. The murderers and abductors of children must die.
Sports. South Africa are the Rugby World Cup champions again after retaining the trophy with a 12-11 victory over New Zealand in the final in Paris. It's a record fourth title for the Springboks and captain Siya Kolisi says it's a huge achievement.
There's not a lot of things going right in our country. Probably we shouldn't be where we are today. There is no ways we are come from and could have dreamt of being here today.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he has trust and love for Eddie Nketiah after he scored a hat-trick in their 5-0 win against Sheffield United. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Chelsea lost 2-0 at home to Brentford. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic were held to a goalless draw at Hibs. And the clocks have gone back, meaning most of us got an extra hour in bed. British summertime has been replaced by GMT. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well then, a very good morning to you all. Good morning. So looking at the weather then this morning, a largely fine morning with variable cloud and sunny spells. Cloud thickening through the day with showers breaking out. Those mostly confined to the south of the region. Showers potentially heavy and blustery at times with a maximum temperature today of 14 centigrade. Tonight though, a dry and clear evening across northern parts. Further showers continuing overnight across the south, perhaps reaching the eastern coast at times. A chance of thunder with a minimum temperature of 8 centigrade. That's your weather here on Phoenix FM with me, Sophia Marie.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Well, a very good morning to you. Now, what did you think about this extra hour in bed this morning? I don't know about you, but I was loving it. Very much needed as we get into the busy Halloween period. And of course, we are at the end of half term. So I think all of us could do with that extra little hour in bed. So a very good morning to you. It's actually quite bright out for a change. I normally get to the studio when it's still dark and it feels like middle of the night. But I hope that you are all well, whatever you are doing this bright morning, hopefully just chilling in your pajamas and having a coffee. That would be my chosen thing to do at this time of the morning. Anyway, I'm going to play you a couple of Halloween songs to get us in the mood for this spooky weekend ahead.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with the gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Like a bat out of hell.
open, the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling home back to you.
Right, we are in the spooky Halloween period, aren't we? Yes, indeed we are. And I don't know about you, but yesterday in Brentwood on Crown Street, there was the most fantastic event. Chicken and Frog Bookshop, Brentwood, just on the lovely Crown Street itself, 4 until 7. They had a beautiful event yesterday and it was just fantastic. There was loads of things to do there. You could pick up a trail map, go around the trail, get all your spooky clues and questions, fill in the sheets, hand them in. There was loads and loads of sweets, live character performances. There was fire performances. It was just fantastic. It really, really was good. And thank you to the lovely Natasha for organising that on our behalf at Brentwood. And then I actually went last night to Rumours for their opening. They're opening over 30s night. Yes, that's where we've got now, everybody. I am officially going to over 30s nights. And it was really good in there. That was Rumours in Billericay. It was a very good night. I highly recommend it. And then, of course, there was the fight, wasn't there? So a lot of people were watching that last night. I do believe that Fury won it on split decision. I don't know how many of you watched that, but I'm not really into the boxing. But I know a lot of you that are listening are. So if you did miss it last night, I'll give you some updates on that coming your way very shortly. But let's keep with this little Halloween vibe, shall we? Indeed we shall. It's Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah.
Hungry Like the Wolf, Duran Duran. Loving that one. Now, I do have some bit of sad news for you this morning, I'm afraid. So, having a little look at the headlines this morning, Matthew Perry has sadly passed away, aged 54. Matthew Perry has reportedly died. He was 54. Matt, who was best known for playing Chandler Bing on Friends, was found dead at a Los Angeles area home on Saturday. TMZ reported, citing law enforcement sources. The outlet reported that Perry was found in a jacuzzi at the home and law enforcers were called to the scene for cardiac arrest. No drugs were found on the scene. But this is obviously very upsetting for all of you Friends fans out there. I can see a lot of people on socials, you know, kind of reporting on this one. And yeah, it's tragic, really, isn't it? I mean, very young as well. He'll certainly be missed. Another good actor. Terrible, terrible. Anyway, we're going to switch over then to the ads and I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. Should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you.
music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
FM Travel News.
All right then, let's have a little look at our travel then this morning. So if you know the Brentwood area at the moment, you will know it's an absolute nightmare everywhere you drive. Temporary traffic lights at Ingrave Road at the moment on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queen's Road. Worley Hill, temporary traffic lights due to gas main works on the B186 Worley, both ways at Woodman Road. London Road, Worley as well, there's temporary traffic lights due to roadworks on the A1023 London Road. It's a bit of a disaster at the moment around that area. Ingatestone, speed restrictions of 40 miles per hour and one lane closed due to resurfacing work on the A12. Looking fairly clear everywhere else, but there is definitely some quite strong congestion in the Brentwood areas at the moment. Looking fairly clear on the road over at Billericay as well. Having a look then on the rails, there's no services on the C2C at Liverpool Street and services are being diverted to start and terminate at Fenchurch Street today. Buses run instead of trains via Langdon on the C2C between Upminster and Shoebury Ness and between Stamford Lee Hope and Pitsea. buses run instead of trains on Greater Anglia between Witham and Billericay and between Shenfield and Ingatestone. Having a look then at the tubes. There's no services today on the Bakerloo line, the District line, the Hammersmith and City line, the Northern line, and there is a reduced service on the Elizabeth line today. All other lines, though, offering a good service, but obviously with it being Sunday, do make sure you check before you travel. That's your travel news with me, Sophia Marie.
Morning. gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Left you black and blue without a word of explanation. And he took your love for granted, and he left you high and dry. But you know someday, well, you wonder shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Don't know why it's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. And the sky's so sun's gonna shine on everything.
John. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Now, if you do listen into my show, you will know that I am a huge Elton John fan. Brilliant song to kickstart us off this morning. And I must inform you, if you are still in bed and those curtains are closed, it's looking like a very bright day today. Indeed it is. I mean, the weather's been a little bit all over the place, hasn't it? We had an event yesterday and it poured down. I tell you, trying to pack down in the rain is not a good look, especially for my hair extensions. But nevertheless, it was a brilliant day. That's right. We had a fantastic event at Chicken and Frog Bookshop yesterday, which was their spooky festival of fright. So if you did attend that, then thank you so much for coming. It was our pleasure to provide some beautiful entertainment for you. So do make sure that you are getting yourself fully prepared today as the kids go back to school. That's right, we are half term over. That means we have done it. We have done it, guys. We have made it through. So do make sure that you get those uniforms washed and ready for the day ahead. Now, whilst we're here, I would like to talk to you about Brentwood Food Bank. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, last week, in just 2 days, at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were not able to make their budget stretch for food after trying to meet other commitments. Now, you can help by getting in touch. You can call 01277 224 528 or you can head to the brentwoodfoodbank.org.uk website. Now, they're looking for tinned goods, other items, toiletries and most urgent tea, shampoo and shower gel. So if you can donate anything at all, then please, please do. It's for a really, really good cause, and of course it's for the people of Brentwood as well. Now, I always say this when I'm on air, but I do feel like it's an important one to say. You know, when you're checking out at the, when you're at the supermarket, and I always do my food shopping on a Sunday, so today will be my day. Do make sure that you just grab a couple of extra things, you know, a couple of extra tins or whatever you can afford, if you are able, of course, and you can just pop them in the donations section by the, usually, which is set up by the door. Most big supermarkets have them, so do just buy a little extra and pop it in there. That's my top tip of the week. Anyway, I'm going to play you now a little bit of this one. Get it on.
pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
Show, the best way to start your Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM. Sunday, the 29th of October. Where has October gone, by the way? I don't know if it's just me, but my goodness, it has absolutely flown by. That's right, there was the Rolling Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll. My goodness me, I feel like I blinked and October was over, which means one thing. Oh yes, we are heading into Christmas. Dare I say the word? Are we ready to go there yet? I'm not sure we are. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. But yes, we are venturing into those winter months. We had that extra hour in bed this morning. I'll take it. That was quite good. I was enjoying that one this morning. But yes, if you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is just before 8 o'clock on this, well, what did look bright, but now looking a little bit overcast. Not quite sure what the weather's doing. And I don't know about you, but yesterday, wasn't it miserable? Oh, it was one of those days, wasn't it? It was just a miserable day, raining all day. But hopefully the weather will be a little bit nicer. Today, apparently, it'll treat us a bit better, looking at my weather report. Anyway, we are just about to start top of the hour, so I'm going to flick you over to the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.